Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, June 18th, 2010. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. A little bit longer message than usual today. We prepare these messages calling our ministry Daily Encouragement Net to encourage and instruct in the Scriptures. And, well, we just felt like we needed a longer Scripture portion today, and the exposition itself tends to be a little bit longer, but it's difficult to know where to cut anything out. Our message is titled, The New Self. Brooksine will read our rather lengthy text today from Colossians 3, 1 through 10.
Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must rid yourselves of all such as these things: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its Creator.
Amen. Well, that's a longer portion. In an age of microwaves, fast food, text messaging, same-day delivery, and other such instant wonders, we're accustomed to having what we want when we want it, and that's fast. For many years, Brooksine and I have been early morning risers and habitually filled the coffee pot to start our day. Part of the waking up experience is hearing the gurgling noise and smelling the aroma of fresh coffee brewing. It's ready in a matter of only about 5 minutes, and yet I find myself going back within a couple of minutes to see if it's ready yet. That's why they made that pause and serve feature for impatient folks like myself who just can't wait to pour their first cup of coffee in the morning. Or actually, it can be in the afternoon too.
In our scripture portion today, Paul talks about the instant changes that come to those redeemed from their sinful way of life. When we take off our old self and put on the new self, we experience instant and radical change. Once alienated from God, we are now friends with Him. Once doomed for hell, now our future home is heaven. Once desiring to live for self, we now seek to please God.
The Apostle Paul lists a host of sinful attitudes and behaviors that are not compatible with that of the changed life of a believer. Sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed, anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language, and lust. These sins reflect the old self with its practices.
But we as believers have taken off our old self with its practices and have put on the new self. The aspect of redemption includes transformation in our personal ways. We are to take off the old and put on the new. This suggests an active participation in the process of transformation. Now, this is not to be theologically confused with transformation or with works righteousness. That is, attaining our right standing with God through good works. Our righteousness is attained by grace through faith. But as we have been redeemed through God's grace, we are now to, and I quote from Ephesians 5:10, find out what pleases the Lord. And Ephesians 4:1 tells us to live a life worthy of the calling we have received.
Today's text teaches that this new self is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its Creator. The new self, which is being renewed, gives indication of a process, not an instant overhaul. Our culture wants instant and positive results when dealing with unpleasant or undesirable circumstances.
Well, last week, as many of you know from our writings, that I suffered for about 8 days with a severe attack from a poison ivy weed, and Finally, I broke down and went to the doctor, got a prescription for my rash, the itching, and subsequent pain. Within hours after taking the first pills, the itching ceased, and within a couple days, the rash began to dry up. There's still a little bit of it right now, but what a difference after I took that. But we have a relative who has had a similar experience as mine. About a month ago, he got into some weed. He's terrible rashes and itching. He's seen two doctors who don't even know what it is, and he continues to suffer from his condition.
Well, sometimes there are quick remedies. Oftentimes they're not. There are those who check out Christ in the church and after a couple of weeks or months move on to some other perceived magic speeding bullet they hope will make their life better. I specifically recall witnessing to a man many years ago who said, to the effect, "Well, I guess I could give it a try for a couple of weeks and see if it makes my life any better." But Jesus spoke of this phenomenon in the parable of the sower in Matthew chapter 13.
We are all in the process of being renewed, which may seem very slow to us. The Bible teaches that faith in Christ results in an immediate transformation the moment that we earnestly believe. This is the aspect of our salvation that is past, which saves us from the penalty of sin. The Bible also teaches the aspect of our salvation that is future, when we are saved from the presence of sin. Now, that's going to take place in heaven. It's going to be something we can't even fathom because we've only been known sin in this world.
We're also experiencing an ongoing aspect of salvation in being saved from the power of sin. You may notice the three P's we've talked about: the penalty of sin, the presence of sin, and the power of sin. Well, this is the aspect of being renewed that the Apostle Paul refers to in our daily text. We may at times get impatient regarding the pace of this renewal. Some matters in our lives just aren't working out as we expect or as quickly as we would like. But God calls us all to faithfulness and steadfast obedience. And based on the authority of God's word, we are being renewed. In the midst of this renewal, let us, and I quote in the closing thought, a remark from Romans 12, verse 2 from Paul: "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer."
Let's pray together. Father, as we die to self and live unto righteousness, we recognize that there will be sacrifice, struggles, and even setbacks on our earthly journey. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual forces of evil that seek to tempt and sway us and become a stronghold in our lives. Your holy word continues to guide and sustain us. It renews our spirit, and it strengthens us in our weakness. Since we have taken off our old self with its practices and have put on the new self, day by day, we are being renewed in your image. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for enduring this a bit longer than usual message. I'm going to try to keep the final notes a bit shorter today. I do remind you that this is our website ministry, and obviously you're listening to the podcast today, but we place these messages on the web as well as the email subscription each day at dailyencouragement.net. It's there. You could sign up for the free email subscription if you desire, or blog feeds. Well, we typically place some photos up, and this is the message we've prepared for Friday, June 18th, 2010. And the photos are what we call a slice of our life yesterday. If you're interested, just take a look. And we also give some descriptions of some of our experiences that we saw. And, of course, suggested music. And there's no real shortage of music regarding being renewed in a changed life. Especially focus on one called "Change My Heart, O God" by Eddie Espinosa. I don't know if he's a singer or the writer, but I think we sang this song in our churches as well. It'd be a blessing, as well as several others. A couple Keith Green songs, a Steve Green song. Well, thank you for joining us. May God fill your heart today with encouragement and assurance as you are being renewed.